Hi, listeners. Today we are still continuing on in the maturing of the body of Christ so that the body of Christ can grow up into those mature believers so God can accomplish His will and His purpose through their lives. Now, this is God's will in these end times for the body of Christ, that they would grow up. They will become mature in Christ. They will grow up into the fullness of Christ so that His will and His purpose will be carried out in and through their lives. Each believer has a plan and a purpose to fulfill on earth, and God wants them to become mature so that He can use them in these end times to fulfill His plans on earth through each and every believer in the body of Christ. Now, the body of Christ is the representation of Christ on earth. Now, Christ lived His life on earth, and He lived a life of obedience and total surrender to the Father's will and purpose, and He fulfilled God's plans and purpose, and He completed His mission, died and rose again, and He has gone to heaven now, seated at the right hand of the Father. Now He is preparing the church for His return. And before His return, He wants to accomplish His will through the church in revealing Himself to this lost world, so those that are lost can turn to Him and receive salvation. Now, I want to read John 14, verse 31. It says, "But the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me." Now, this was the kind of life that Jesus lived. He said, "The world must learn that I love the Father." Jesus lived His life so others knew that He loved the Father. Jesus lived His life in total obedience, so mankind may learn that He loved the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. He loved the Father and He did exactly what the Father commanded Him. He did not come to do His will on earth. He came to do exactly the Father commanded Him. And He lived His life in total obedience, and He walked His walk so that the world may know that He loved the Father. His whole desire was to do the Father's will and to please the Father and bring glory and honor to the Father. Now, this is still His will for us as His believers, to live our lives in total obedience just as He lived. He said in verse 31, He said that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Now, that's what should be our desire, to do exactly what the Father has commanded us. And when we do, others will learn and they will know that we truly love God. You can say you love God. You can go to church all you want. But if you do not obey God and walk in obedience to His will and His plan, people that see you is not going to be convinced that you truly love God. Because if you love God, your walk will be a walk of obedience, and those that are watching your life will know that you truly love God because you do exactly what He commands. As I said, this Christian life is a walk of obedience. Jesus walked that walk of obedience. Now He's asking us as believers to walk the walk of obedience. Total surrender and obedience. He cannot bring us to the place of maturity in Christ unless you and I totally surrender and walk in obedience to His Word and His Spirit. Now, the Spirit of God is going to help us to walk in obedience. The Spirit of God is going to show us and teach us the things in His Word so that we can walk in obedience. So we understand the things of God and we can walk in obedience. We have to fully purpose in our hearts to walk that walk. Now, He's not going to force us to do it. We have to choose to do it. And when we choose to do it, the Holy Spirit is there to help us all the way. He's our helper. He's our counselor. He's our comforter. He's our strengthener. He's our teacher. And He's our ever-present help in trouble. Now, I want to start reading from Ephesians chapter 1, starting from verse 17. It says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know Him better. Now, in order for you and I to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish in and through our lives, each believer has a destiny in Christ. God has a plan for your life. And in order for you to know that, and for God to bring you to that place of raising you up and build you up to that place of maturity, so that you know His will and His purposes for your life, you first have to come to know Him better. And that's the reason the Holy Spirit is giving this prayer to Paul, inspiring him to write this prayer for the church. It says that the Father may give you the spirit of wisdom. Spirit of wisdom. This is what, as believers, we need in these end times. You want to become a mature believer, you need the spirit of wisdom and you need to ask for it. And the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom, and He will give you, impart to you, the wisdom of God into your heart. And you will begin to understand and know Christ in ways that you have never known Him before. You will come into a deeper revelation of Christ, deeper revelation of who He is in all of His attributes, and you will begin to know Him better as the Holy Spirit will give you that wisdom and the revelation so that you can know Him better. Now, God the Father desires every person to know Him better. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, until we all reach the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. We are to reach the point of the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. And that's the reason Holy Spirit has given this prayer to Paul for the church, so that we can ask for the spirit of wisdom and for the revelation, so that we can know Him better, so we can come into the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. The only way we can become mature is coming into the knowledge of the Son of God, to get to know Him better. I explained in my previous message, the way you get to know Him better is by spending time with Him, in His Word, in prayer, in worship, and in His presence. And the more we do this, our minds are going to be transformed, and we begin to understand who He is like. In Romans 12:2, it says, be not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We are to be transformed. How? By the renewing of our minds, through the Word of God, through the help of the Holy Spirit. And as we become transformed in our minds, we are going to know Him better. And we are going to come into the knowledge, greater knowledge of the Son of God. If we are His followers, then we have to know Him intimately. We have to know the one who we are following. God wants us to know Him intimately. And He says, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We are to grow up, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. This is the Father's desire, that we grow up, into the full measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, in many parts of the body of Christ, they are not focusing on getting the believers to come into this place of fullness of Christ, growing up into the fullness of Christ. Their teaching is only limited to getting people saved and teaching them few doctrines so they can be decent people and live their lives here and just wait for heaven. And that's most of their theology or their teachings. Get saved and do few good works, whatever according to your abilities you have, and then just wait till you get to heaven. Well, there's much more than that, and God has greater plans than that for the believer. Yes, we are going to live in heaven for eternity. We are going to enjoy all the glories of heaven for eternity. We are going to be in the presence of Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and we will enjoy the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for eternity. It'll be a glorious time, and that's our ultimate goal. But right now, we have a job to do. There is a lost world outside, and God wants to use every believer in reaching this world for Christ and demonstrating His life on earth. When He walked on this earth, He demonstrated the life of God on earth. Now He has gone to heaven, and He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He has been given as the head of the church. Now He wants the church to be His true representatives to demonstrate His life on earth, so others can see Him on earth and turn to Him in repentance. And in order for us to accomplish this, each believer has to come into a place of maturity and fullness of Christ to grow up in Christ. I want to move down to verse 15 of chapter 4 of Ephesians. It says, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ." Now, this is the Father's will for the body of Christ in these end times. He said, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things. We will in all things. Everything pertaining to God, everything pertaining to the head of the church, Christ, grow up into Him, grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. Grow up into Him, the one we read in Ephesians chapter 1 in my last message, the one with immeasurable power to those who believe. Now, God wants us to grow up into Him in all things. Now, let's go back to Ephesians 1 again. He says, He wants us to have a spirit of wisdom, revelation knowledge, so that we will know Him better. And verse 18, it says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that we may know the hope to which He has called us. Now, when God begins to reveal His wisdom and revelation so that we begin to know Christ better, we are going to begin to understand the glorious inheritance in the saints and the incomparable power for us who believe. Now, we have to realize He wants to reveal this to us while we are down here so that we can accomplish His will on earth. All of heaven knows His incomparable power. But He wants us as believers, as the body of Christ, to know His incomparably great power to those that believe so that He can accomplish His will in and through us. So we understand it's not in our own ability we are expected to do His works. Whatever God has called you to do, He is not asking you to do it in your own ability. But when our eyes are open through a spirit of wisdom and revelation, and we begin to know Him better, we begin to understand His incomparable power to usward and the great inheritance, the glorious inheritance that has been given to us as redeemed people of God. And you come to a place you understand God does not expect me to do this with my own ability, with my own strength. God has already imparted, and he will empower me, and he will give me his power to accomplish everything that he has purposed and planned for my life. When you get to that place, you can move into your calling confidently, knowing that it's not you who is accomplishing it, but God. God, through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he will begin to operate and he will begin to accomplish everything that he has planned and purposed for your life. And as you begin to open your heart, as your understanding of your heart get enlightened through the Spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge, you will begin to see the resurrected Christ in these rest of the scriptures I will be reading right now. It says, starting from verse 20, it says, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God has placed all things under his feet. All things under his feet. Everything that came as a result of that sin has been put under his feet. And it says, and he has been given and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. Appointed him as the head over everything to the church. Now think about for a moment. Jesus had all the power and the authority as the Son of God before he came to this earth. 1 John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so, from the very beginning, he has the power and all the authority of heaven. He had all the power and the authority as the Son of God. Everything was created for him and by him. Now, in Ephesians it says, in this verse 22 it says, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. Now, God restored all those things because Jesus gave up all the glories of heaven when he came down to the earth. So when he was raised from the dead, and as he sat down at the right hand of the Father, God restored all those things back to Christ, and now he has given him as the head over all things to his church. Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. We are joint heirs with Christ. So now he has been appointed to be the head over everything for the church. Whatever the body of Christ is supposed to accomplish on earth, God the Father had given him the power and the authority. We can receive the power, we can receive the authority, we can receive the gifts and whatever that is necessary so that we can accomplish God's will on earth. Because he has been given and appointed to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. He fills everything in every way, and he wants the church to know that. He wants to fill us in everything in every way so you and I can accomplish his will on earth through his Spirit, not in our own abilities, but what we receive from him through the Spirit. And this is where God wants to bring the church. Now, you may be in a place that your leaders may not be willing to take you from the place you are as a believer, whatever the maturity you have. Let's say you are in a church and in a place that all you have learned is that you get saved and then you be a good person and then you go to heaven. I mean, that's all you have known all your life. But you have not understood that Christ has saved you for a purpose down here, and he wants to accomplish his will and purpose. Now, if you are a person like that, how do you grow into this area of knowing him in an intimate way and be able to know what you are supposed to do and to accomplish it? Now, Jesus, before he went to heaven, he spoke to the disciples. Let's go to John chapter 14. Now, John chapter 14, Jesus spoke to his disciples and he said in verse 26, I want to read this to you. It says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Now, let's say you are in a place that you are not being taught to come into this greater maturity of Christ, into the coming into the fullness of Christ. You are not being taught. You are not being built up in that area. So how can you grow into this area? Well, as the scripture says, that he has sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, whom the Father will send in my name, which he has been already sent, will teach you all things. The Holy Spirit is going to teach you all things. And that's the reason in Ephesians chapter 1, you see that prayer, asking God to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Because the Holy Spirit has been sent, now he is able to teach you all things. You don't have to depend on man to teach you all things. If your leaders are not willing to teach you these things because of their unbelief, then you can depend on the Holy Spirit to give you the revelation and the spirit of wisdom to the Bible so that you can learn and come to know all things, because he is the teacher and he will teach you all things, not partial things, not half-truths, not a partial gospel. He is going to teach you all things, everything you need to know. And he will open your understanding and he will begin to teach you all things if you depend on him and you will spend the time in this word with the help of the Holy Spirit and trust him to open your understanding. My friends, he will teach you all things. If Jesus said he will teach you all things, he will teach you all things, and you can ask him to teach you all things because it is the word. And you have a desire to know all things and come into a greater knowledge of him, ask the Holy Spirit. Sit with the word and him, and he will teach you all things. Let's go to John 16, starting from verse 13. "But when he," that's the Holy Spirit, "the Spirit of truth comes," now he is the Spirit of truth. You want to know the truth? Depend on the Holy Spirit. He cannot teach you anything but the truth because he is the Spirit of truth. "But when he," the Spirit of truth, "comes, he will guide you into all truth." In the previous verse I read, it says he will teach you all things. And in this scripture it says he will lead you, he will guide you into all truth. He's going to guide you into all truth. So it doesn't matter. If your leaders are not willing to teach you, he will, Holy Spirit, will lead you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. He will only speak what he hears, and he will teach you what is yet to come. He will only speak what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Jesus said that I do not speak anything of my own. I speak what the Father says. In the same way, now the Holy Spirit has been sent to help us, and he's not going to speak anything of his own, but he will only speak what he hears. Verse 14, "He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and make it known to you." He will bring glory to me. by taking what is mine and making it known to you. Now remember, we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20 through 23, we saw the glorified Christ and how he has been entrusted with the power and authority and great glory and have been given to be everything to the church. Now the head of the church is saying that the Holy Spirit he has sent for us to be our helper, our counsel, our teacher, that he will bring glory to Jesus by taking from what is his. He will take whatever Christ has and he is going to make them known to us. Why? So that we can be Christ's representatives on earth. Everything Christ has belongs to us because we are the joint heirs and we are his representatives on earth. And he says the Holy Spirit will take what is his and make it known to us so we can be his representatives. So we can represent him the way he wants us to represent him on earth. So the world will know and learn that we love him and that we walk with him. And continuing on, it says, that is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So here is the Holy Spirit that has been sent to teach us all things, to lead us into all truth. And let's turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. It says, as for you, the anointing you received from him, that is the Holy Spirit, remains in you. The Holy Spirit remains in you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And you do not need anyone to teach you. And you do not need anyone to teach you. If your leaders are refusing to teach certain truths, you don't have to depend on them. You can depend on the Holy Spirit. He will teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, again, all things, as his anointing teaches you about all things, everything you need to know, everything that Christ has accomplished on the cross, everything that has been entrusted to Christ, Holy Spirit will teach you all things. So you can grow into that mature believer that will grow up into the fullness of Christ and be a true reflection of Christ on earth. And going back and reading this again, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real and not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. If you remain in him and you depend on him and you trust him as your teacher to teach you all things and guide you into all truth, he will build you up and he will equip you and he will strengthen you and he will prepare you for everything that God has called you and created you and saved you to be. And this is where God wants the body of Christ to come into. He's preparing the body of Christ for his return. Before his return, there is a work that needs to be done. There is a great harvest out there that needs to be reached. And God wants his body to be his reflection of his son to this world. So this world will have a witness of who he's like, a true witness. And it is going to be done, accomplished by believers that has a true knowledge of Christ. It's not by man-made theology or doctrines that people are going to come to know Christ. It is by God raising each believer to that place of maturity as they begin to reflect this glorious gospel and as they begin to live out this glorious gospel before the world, and they are going to begin to notice. They will begin to see who Christ is like. In John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. If we have simple, childlike faith in him, we will do what he has been doing on earth while he walked on this earth. He will do even greater things than these. He will do greater things than these. If anyone has faith in me, he will do the things that I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. Now stop and think. Jesus is the truth. In that case, he is speaking the truth here. And think about what he did when he walked on this earth. Think about the power and the authority he walked in. Think about the miracles, the healings, and deliverances he performed while he walked on this earth. Now he's saying, whoever has faith in him will not only do the works that he did, but even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And when he goes to the Father, he's going to send the Holy Spirit. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. Whatever we ask, according to his will, in his name, he will do it. So that the Son may bring glory to the Father. So the Son may bring glory to the Father. While he was on this earth, he lived his life to bring glory to the Father. Now he has gone to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to help us. Now he says that by doing these works, as we believe in him and have faith in him, and by doing these works, we will bring glory to the Father through him. So a person has faith in Jesus, and as they walk with him, he said, whatever you ask, I will do it, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Now the Son is seated at the right hand of the Father. He has sent the Holy Spirit to help us, so we can do the works that he did, and even greater works, so that we, as his representatives on earth, can accomplish his will, so he can still bring glory to the Father through us. Through us. He will answer our prayers so that we can walk in this kind of power and authority for the Father's glory. So he can bring glory to the Father as we accomplish his will on earth as the body of Christ. Verse 14, it says, you may ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Why? So the Father will be glorified in the Son. So that the Son may bring glory to the Father. I will do anything you ask in my name. Anything that we have just read, by believing, having simple faith, childlike faith, as you step into your calling, you are faced with certain situations, and you can pray and ask the Father in his name, so the Father will receive all the glory. So the Son can continue to bring glory to the Father through the believers as we walk in simple childlike faith. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by the faith in the Son of God. I live by the faith in the Son of God. This is the same faith that Jesus was talking about. If anyone who believes and have faith in him, he will do the works that he did, and even greater works. It says, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. We live by faith of the Son of God. We operate in his faith that has been given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So you and I can accomplish God's purposes and plans for our lives as we walk by faith in the Son of God and receive the power and the ability, the strength, the wisdom, the grace, the compassion, the zeal, the fire, everything we need to fulfill our destiny in Christ. This is God's plan and purpose. This is God's desire for the body of Christ. Amen.